From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, commentary, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian Minister of State Secretary replaces Bambang Susantono as head of Indonesia's new capital city authority. Minister of Finance says decrease in deforestation proves Indonesian ability to manage environmental funds. Strong earthquake hits central Japan. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian Minister of State Secretary Pratikno announced Minister of Public Works and Public Housing Basuki Hadimulyono as acting head of the Nusantara Capital City Authority OIKN and Deputy Minister of Agrarian and Spatial Planning Raja Joli Anthony as acting deputy of the authority. They replaced Bambang Susantono after he resigned as head of the authority on Monday at the Presidential Palace, Jakarta.
Dan sekaligus Presiden mengangkat Menteri PUPR, Pak Basuki, sebagai PLT.
And at the same time, the President appointed Minister of Public Works and Public Housing, Mr. Basuki, as the acting head of the Nusantara Capital City Authority, and also appointed Deputy Minister of Agrarian and Spatial Planning and National Land Agency as Deputy of the Authority. So, Mr. President hopes that in their status, they will immediately ensure the acceleration of Nusantara City development.
Pak Menteri PUPR dan Pak Wamen NTR dipanggil oleh Bapak Presiden agar dalam status sebagai PLT ini segera untuk menjamin percepatan pembangunan IKN.
Pratikno said the President asked Basuki Hadimulyono and Raja Juli to ensure the acceleration of development following the vision of the Nusa Rimba Raya Plan and provide positive benefits for the people. He said a presidential decree has been issued on the honorable dismissal of Bambang Susantono as the authority's head and Doni Rahaju as the authority's deputy head, along with thanks for their service. Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani said that Indonesia's performance in reducing deforestation proves that the Indonesian government through the Ministry of Finance Environmental Fund Management Agency, BPDLH, can manage environmental funds from abroad. It was stated by Sri Mulyani after accompanying Indonesian President Joko Widodo when receiving a visit from the Norwegian Minister of Climate and Environment, Andreas Bjelland Eriksen, on Sunday at Merdeka Palace, Jakarta.
Nah, yang paling penting ini BLU BPDLH yang ada di bawah Kementerian Keuangan, tapi
most importantly, the Public Service Agency of Environmental Fund Management under the Ministry of Finance, but the director is Mrs. Siti, the Minister of Environment and Forestry, and various other ministers. It has been trusted by the global community as an institution that can efficiently, accountably, and transparently deliver these funds based on results, and this certainly makes us more capable of being able to utilize sources of funds from abroad.
Sebut berdasarkan result, dan ini tentu membuat kita makin mampu untuk bisa memanfaatkan sumber-sumber dana dari luar negeri.
Sri Mulyani explained that Indonesia and Norway have worked together through result-based contribution funding for reducing emissions from deforestation and forest degradation, REDD+. She noted that there was a reduction of 20 million tons of carbon emission from 2014 to 2016, which was then compensated with funding by REDD+ through the agency. The funding can only be dispersed if there is performance or achievement by Indonesia in reducing deforestation. Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar said mining management by community organization could take place professionally, especially if it is carried out through its business unit. At the Presidential Palace Complex in Jakarta on Sunday, Minister Siti Nurbaya said mass organization in the country usually have business wings, thus it will take care of the business activities of the organization. She claimed that giving mining rights to mass organization does not breach the Indonesian constitution, where spaces for people's productivity should be provided. Siti Nurbaya emphasized that granting those rights to them does not mean the government sharing capital with certain person, and urged all to look at the regulation basis. The Indonesian government has released Government Regulation No. 25 of 2024, in which the government prioritizes the special mining business permit areas to religious mass organization. Indonesian Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Sakti Wahyu Trenggono emphasized that in the next 5 to 10 years, Indonesia should apply the blue economy concept by reducing fishing and replacing it with fish farming. As reported by Antara News Agency, Trenggono in Tual, Maluku on Monday underscored the need to continue to encourage cultivation. Fishers who can carry out traditional fishing are urged to develop new methods so that their catches have good standards. Furthermore, when fishers have good standards and quality of fish, the opportunity to export is more wide open. He affirmed that the Indonesian fishing industry has vast potentials to be developed. The Indonesian government launched the Indonesia Blue Economy Roadmap in 2023, in which the country is committed to increasing the maritime contribution to gross domestic products, or GDP, to 15% in 2045. Let's move it on to the international news, where the Indian Ocean nation of the Maldives will ban Israelis from the luxury tourist hotspot, the presidential office said on Sunday, as reported by AFP. Maldivian President Mohamed Muizu has resolved to impose a ban on Israeli passports. A spokesman for his office said in a statement without giving details of when the new law will take effect. Muizu also announced a national fundraising campaign called Maldivians in Solidarity with Palestine. In response to the ban, an Israel Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesman urged citizens to avoid travel to the Maldives. The Maldives had lifted a previous ban on Israeli tourists in the early 1990s and moved to restore relations in 2010. However, normalization attempts were scuttled following the toppling of President Mohamed Nasheed in 2012. A strong magnitude 5.9 earthquake on Monday shook the area of central Japan that was hit by a devastating jolt in January, the Japan Meteorological Agency said. But there was no threat of a tsunami. As reported by AFP, three houses collapsed, but there were no reports of death or injuries, the Fire and Disaster Management Agency said, after the shallow quake struck the Noto Peninsula at 6:31 a.m. local time. The country's public broadcasters, NHK, showed footage of at least one home thrown askew, with badly damaged walls and the tall roof of part of the building having crashed to the ground. No abnormalities were detected at the Kashiwazaki Kariwa or Shika nuclear plants in the region on the Sea of Japan coast. However, the GMA agency warned of landslide and falling rocks in the region, especially after rain or further quakes. Claudia Sheinbaum was elected Mexico's first woman president by a landslide on Sunday. Preliminary officials' results showed making history in a country plagued by rampant criminal and gender-based violence. As reported by AFP, the 61-year-old former Mexico City mayor and a scientist by training won around 58% to 60% of votes. The National Electoral Institute announced after a quick count. That was more than 30 percentage points ahead of her main opposition rival, short-tailed galvez, and some 50 percentage points ahead of the only man running, long-shot centrist Jorge Alvarez Maynez. Previously, voters had flocked to polling stations across the Latin American nation, despite sporadic violence in areas terrorized by ultra-violent drug cartels. Sheinbaum has pledged to continue the outgoing president's controversial hugs not bullets strategy of tackling crime at its roots. Listeners, now let's move on to commentary for today.
Here is today's commentary on the thrust balloon test stability in Korean Peninsula. I'm Dalat Pane. The conflict between South Korea and North Korea still continues. Since the Korean War ended in 1953, the two nations have been in a ceasefire and some tension. The most recent one was when North Korea sent 720 balloons carrying thrust to South Korea and disturbed GPS signals in the Budae area. Korea's Joint Chief of Staff on Sunday said they detected some 720 balloons flying across the military demarcation line that separates the two countries. These balloons landed in Seoul and many other locations, carrying thrust such as cigarette butts, paper, and plastic bags. This was similar with the earlier balloons which were sent as a response to the anti-Pyongyang flyers sent by South Korean activists. The South Korean military also sent a team to secure the falling balloon and concern over possible dangerous chemicals inside them. Besides, North Korea also disturbed the GPS signal since Wednesday in the waters near the border island in the northern west of South Korea for 4 consecutive days. North Korea also shot some artillery and super big rockets to the northeast on Thursday in a drill which was claimed to show their intention for a preemptive strike against South Korea. In 2018, in the ASEAN-South Korea summit, Indonesian President Joko Widodo said, "Indonesia has an interest in the stability of the Korean Peninsula. Therefore, Indonesia supports every effort to create peace over there." Even at that time, President Joko Widodo specifically gave a recommendation to invite the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, to the 30th anniversary of ASEAN and South Korea cooperation in 2019, should positive development keep going. Although Kim Jong-un did not attend the summit, the suggestion of President Joko Widodo showed that Indonesia has the spirit to play a role in bringing the two Koreas towards a better path. Indonesia, this is not only a good friend with South Korea, but also share bilateral relations with North Korea for more than 50 years, supported the hard work and peace efforts for many in the Korean Peninsula. Provocation that threatens safety stability in the Korean Peninsula must be stopped, including flares and thrust bombs. All must hold themselves to prevent the situation from worsening. That was commentary.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Let's begin today in history on June 3rd with the event in 1947 when President Sukarno inaugurated the formation of the Indonesian Army. The Indonesian National Army, TNI, was born during the struggle of the Indonesian people to defend independence from the threat of the Dutch, who had the ambition to recolonize Indonesia through force of arms. The Indonesian Army is a development of an organization that began with the People's Security Agency. On October 5, 1945, the People's Security Agency changed its name to the People's Security Army, which was later changed to the Indonesian Army. To unite all armed forces on June 3, 1947, President Sukarno inaugurated the establishment of the Indonesian National Army, TNI. Let's move on to the next event in 2006 when Serbia and Montenegro separate. Serbia and Montenegro was a union of the states of Serbia and Montenegro that existed between 2003 to 2006. The two countries, former states of the Socialist Federal Republic of Yugoslavia, originally formed the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia in 1992. In 2003, the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia was reformed as the Union of Serbia and Montenegro. On May 21, 2006, Montenegro held a referendum to achieve full independence. On May 31st, the official final results showed that 55.5% of voters voted for independence. The union effectively ended following Montenegro's formal declaration of independence on June 3, 2006, and Serbia's formal declaration of independence on June 5th. The two countries have separate economic policies and currencies. They no longer share a capital city, and their common institutions are divided between Belgrade in Serbia and Podgorica in Montenegro. We end today in history with an event in 2018 when commemoration of World Bicycle Day occurred. World Bicycle Day celebrated annually on June 3rd since 2018. Previously, World Bicycle Day was first established on April 12, 2018 by the UN General Assembly. It started with Professor Leszek Sibilski, a sociology professor who initiated the UN to make a resolution to celebrate World Bicycle Day. After getting 193 votes from members of the UN General Assembly and supported by 56 countries, it was finally determined that World Bicycle Day falls on June 3rd. World Bicycle Day was established to honor the various types of cyclists that exist around the world. World Bicycle Day not only honors bicycles around the world but also encourages member states to focus on policies and programs that include bicycles in national and subnational development.
Kini engkau tahu, aku menginginkanmu, tapi takkan ku paksakan. Dan aku untuk memintamu.
Sini, sini, sini. Tuh. Bagus kan? Ada yang nyusunnya kayak gini? Hmm? Bagus kan?
Menarilah bersamaku dengan bintang-bintang. Sambutlah diriku untuk memelukmu.
Aku ingin kau
menjadi Miranda eksekutif spa.
Bandel ya. Cepat dulu.
Enggak.
Ayo.
Untuk memintamu. Aku ingin jalani bersamamu. Coba dengan
ada api di atas kayu. I love you.
Ku ingin jujur apa adanya dari hati. Dari hati.
Ada kayu kena paku. I love you too.
Dari hati.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto encourages active roles of all countries to realize world peace and security. Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto delivered a special address at the International Institute for Strategic Studies Dialogue Forum 2024 in Singapore Saturday, June the 1st. In his speech, he highlighted a number of strategic global security issues that are of concern to the world today. Prabowo Subianto emphasized that for Indonesia, the pursuit of peace, security, stability, and prosperity are the main cornerstones of international engagement. He added that only through dialogue and cooperation can these goals be achieved. According to the defense minister, collaboration is the only way to achieve prosperity and harmony. Indonesia is strongly committed to deepening inclusive dialogue and concrete cooperation, as well as upholding international law, especially respecting the national sovereignty of all countries and territorial integrity as mandated in the United Nations Charter. Highlighting the conflicts, especially in Ukraine and Palestine, Minister Prabowo Subianto stressed the importance of diplomatic dialogue and national solidarity. According to the minister, the latest tragic events in Rafah that have caused many innocent casualties, including children, women, and unarmed civilians, prompted the world to immediately call for a thorough investigation into this humanitarian disaster. He emphasized that fully understanding this tragedy is crucial to prevent similar incidents in the future. Indonesia is committed to supporting a comprehensive and permanent ceasefire as an important step towards a real and lasting solution for peace between Israel and Palestine and thus real peace in the region. Indonesia, along with the rest of the world, believes that the only real solution for lasting peace and security for Israel and Palestine is a two-state solution. Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto stated that Indonesia will continue to provide assistance to Gaza and if needed and requested by the United Nations, Indonesia will also send peacekeeping troops. He added that with the agreement of all parties, Indonesia is ready to send medical personnel for field hospitals in Gaza, and Indonesia is also very willing to evacuate and treat wounded Palestinians who need treatment in Indonesian hospitals. The defense minister invited the world to work towards the common good. He said nationalism must be balanced with humanity. Patriotism must be tempered with wisdom and respect for all citizens of the world. That was my Indonesia.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Dear listeners, welcome back to today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. Today's edition of Indonesian Wonder will bring you to Paul Beach in North Sulawesi. Listeners, Paul Beach, located in Marinso Village, is Likupang District, North Minahasa Regency, North Sulawesi Province, is one of the most famous beach tourist destinations in North Sulawesi. The Paul Beach area is still relatively new. This beach was only opened around 2014. For beach lovers, Paul Beach is the perfect place to enjoy the beauty of the underwater and marine life, which is rich in fish species and beautiful coral reefs.
Mm-hmm.
Paal Likupang Beach is famous for its clean white sand, as well as clear and calm seawater, making it the perfect location for snorkeling and diving. The beautiful coral reef and colorful fishes living in the waters can be easily seen from the surface of the water. Paal Beach also has many other tourist activities such as sunbathing in the sun, walking along the beach, fishing, or enjoying fresh seafood. Not only that, visitors can also enjoy the spectacular beauty of the sunset here. To reach Paal Likupang Beach, you can use a private vehicle or use public transportation from Mandaru City or some Ratulangi Airport. The journey to this beach will take about 2 to 3 hours by car. If you want to enjoy the natural beauty of Paal Likupang Beach, it is recommended to visit this beach during the dry season to get a better experience. The facilities on this beach are also quite complete, ranging from parking lots, restaurants, places of worships, to toilets. For parking private vehicles, you will be charged 10,000 rupiahs per car and 5,000 rupiahs for motorcycle. At Paal Beach, you can also rent a shelter with a price range of 50,000 rupiahs to 150,000 rupiahs. That's Indonesian Wonder. Bye-bye.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kita senyap.
Hi listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about di bau-bau, which means in bau-bau. You will listen to a conversation about berjam-jam, which means 4 hours. Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to another passenger at Beto Ambari Airport on their trip to Bali through Makassar. Chris told the passenger that he has been waiting for the plane for hours. Well, let's listen to the conversation.
Kata petugas bandara Beto Ambari, pesawat terlambat datang karena cuaca buruk. Bapak sudah menunggu lama?
Saya sudah menunggu berjam-jam. Semoga cuaca segera membaik.
Iya, semoga pesawat kita segera tiba. Tujuan Bapak ke Makassar?
Iya. After listening to the conversation, here is some vocab and expressions related to today's topic. Berjam-jam, which means 4 hours. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Saya, which means I. Menunggu, which means wait. Berjam-jam, which means 4 hours. Saya sudah menunggu berjam-jam. Which means, I have been waiting for hours. Petugas, which means officer. Terlambat, which means late. Cuaca buruk, which means bad weather. Menunggu lama, which means wait for long. semoga, semoga, which means hopefully. Segera membaik, which means gets better soon. Pesawat, pesawat, which means aircraft. Tiba, tiba, which means arrive. Tujuan, tujuan, which means destination. Makassar, Makassar, which means Makassar. In this conversation, you have heard the expression, saya sudah menunggu berjam-jam. Saya sudah menunggu berjam-jam, which means I have been waiting for hours. In here, there is the word or the phrase berjam-jam, berjam-jam, which means for hours. It means several hours have passed. In the conversation, the expression was used to tell that a person has been waiting for the planes for so many hours. And here is another example or use of expression to say something about time. Berhari-hari, berhari-hari, which means many days. Dari Jakarta ke kota Bau-Bau, penumpang feri perlu waktu berhari-hari. Dari Jakarta ke kota Bau-Bau, penumpang feri perlu berhari-hari. Which means, from Jakarta to Bau-Bau, ferry passengers take many days. Berminggu-minggu, berminggu-minggu, which means many weeks. Paket kris belum sampai selama berminggu-minggu. Paket kris belum sampai selama berminggu-minggu, which means Chris's package is not delivered for many weeks. For your information, Beto Ambari Airport is located in Bau-Bau, Southeast Sulawesi. It was built in 1976 as a pioneer flight. And currently, Beto Ambari Airport is one of the access or the gateway that connects tourism destinations of Wakatobi Islands with the capital city of South Sulawesi, namely Makassar City. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Kata petugas bandara Beto Ambari, pesawat terlambat datang karena cuaca buruk. Bapak sudah menunggu lama?
Saya sudah menunggu berjam-jam. Semoga cuaca segera membaik.
Iya, semoga pesawat kita segera tiba. Tujuan Bapak ke Makassar?
Iya.
Listener, that's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about berjam-jam. Berjam-jam, which means 4 hours. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve, sampai jumpa.
Masihkah mungkin?
You are still tuned to the English program from Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present to you Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Keroncong song entitled Kuta Bisa by Keroncong Atap. The song, which in English means I Can't, was composed by Bimo Setiawan Al-Mahzumi, or better known as Bim Bim. It was popularized by the great band in Indonesia, Slank, and it's released in 2004. The song tells the story of someone who wants to end a love relationship with his partner due to various problems and emotions. However, he can't, because he can't stay away from the person he loves. Well, listener, let's enjoy the Keroncong version of Ku Tak Bisa by Keroncong Atap. Enjoy!
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, thank you so much for listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz, voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our social media accounts, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. Or send email to voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.